So it's a holy lesson to the Bible kind of music, you know. That's what I say.
Graduation 2 years ago. It was the end of my first year at Star King, and I heard many speeches just like the one that Sharon shared with us. Wondered what the transformation would be for me, what I would be like when I was standing in front of you on my graduation day. This is my second master's degree. I have a master's degree in economics that I got more than 25 years ago. And in that degree, it's about theory. It's about encapsulating ideas, but the first thing you do is that everything that doesn't fit in your theory, you put it aside. You assume that it doesn't affect what you're trying to understand. And then I come to Star King. And all those things that I put aside those years ago is everything that Star King is about. It is about who is not in the room, what voice is not heard, who is oppressed, who is misunderstood, how can we open our hearts, how can we engage more with the world. I think Star King is kind of like a soup, or maybe a stew. We all get thrown into it, all sorts of ingredients, we get stirred around for the time that we're there, and we emerge softer and spiced up a little bit, warmer, infused. And so I emerge, and I am here standing in front of you today. I have learned at Star King what justice is. I have learned this in my body. I've learned it in my heart. I have also learned that each one of us knows what justice is, knows what justice and injustice feels like. But I believe that our challenging and complex world is justice. And there is a divine love that holds each of us in our failures and our fears as we respond, as we strive to make a difference in the world. My ministry is to help people recognize and act on that divine initiative, and to help them draw on God's sustaining love, the love that we all create and we all sustain in our living as human beings together on this earth. So may it be.